Hello again, you're with the news at one. The company Greencore has said remediation works are still ongoing on the site of the former Carlow sugar factory, 20 years after the plant closed. It comes as local politicians call on the company to outline what it plans to do with the land. The plant, which first opened in 1926, operated for 80 years before it closed. This report from Conor Hunt.
It was once described as the beating heart of Carlow town, but these days all is relatively quiet at the site of the former sugar factory. It began operating in 1926, but closed up 80 years later in 2005.
Angry workers and farmers associated with Carlow sugar factory are now planning what to do next.
The tall lime kiln remains a vestige of the work that once went on here, but the rest of the plant has been demolished, the sprawling land seemingly sitting idle.
I don't see why they can't do something down here in terms of residential, absolutely, in terms of playgrounds, heritage site. There's so much potential here, and yet it's just been left to rot. And I think Carlow Council, we really want to get behind this site and really bring it back to some sort of use for Carlow.
2 decades on from its closure, there's now a renewed focus on what should happen to the site. People Before Profit councillor Adrian Wallace is among those asking questions of Greencore, the company which still owns it.
So it's frustrating that 20 years on we've seen little development. It has a huge amount of potential, I think, to be a unique tourist attraction for a lot of people that celebrates Carlow's rich working class history. So you can see, I suppose, the importance it holds and the history it holds to people here. We want to see this site being developed, being put to good use, and being, instead of, I suppose, left to dereliction and neglect, we want to see it actually be a shadow, if possible, of his former self and bring something back to Carlow.
In a statement, Greencore said the lands are subject to a licence from the Environmental Protection Agency and that ongoing remediation works are taking place in accordance with that. It said it's not possible to say for certain how long it will take to complete these works and that it was aiming to finish them as soon as possible, adding there is no toxic waste on the site. It said it will then consider future options for the land, including a sale of the site. In the nearby town, locals we spoke to seemingly want activity returned.
So it has great history in Carlow, so yeah, just to see something being developed in it would be good for the town.
Don't know what's going to be put on it now.
What would you like to see put there?
Probably another shopping centre or something. Something decent anyway, because there's nothing in the town.
Well, I mean, I tell you, if they could build a housing estate on it and build houses for the needy and the homeless and don't leave it lying idle, derelict. Don't amen.
The closure of the factory over 2 decades ago was a blow to the area. Local historian Christopher Power has recently written a book about the plant.
There certainly are generations now have not heard of it. And Carlow would have profoundly changed as well in those 20 years. So it... Every year, I suppose, its legacy in that will somewhat diminish, you know, from living memory. But certainly it is one of the main things people associate with Carlow still.
Locals also recall the sweet smell that used to hang over the town. That's long gone. The lands, though, remain. A meeting between the company and councillors is due next month.
Conor Hunt reporting there.